Welcome, everyone, to the Advanced Practice Focus Series. I'm very excited to be with you here today and to be beginning a very special and new integrated approach that we're going to be taking, as well as a very interactive, if you will. If you can imagine that on this little recording, we're going to make it interactive. So I'm proud of your efforts. You've made it through a really incredible and intense series of materials and of focuses on your practice that have led you to where you are today. I would strongly encourage you even to go back and revisit them. They are, of course, things that continue again and again, very much like the basics, the foundations, the pillars that make you successful. They do not ever go away, get old, tired, or extinct. So I would encourage you to do that. Now, over the next few months, we're going to break down the various ways you engage with your patients and look at areas we can improve on so that you can increase your level of effectiveness at getting treatment accepted, cash up front, and referrals on the back end. Here's the bad news. It doesn't matter how good any one team member is today. It is the team member who's a little off during any given patient experience, new, old, or in the middle, that is going to derail the success of the visit and the outcome we want. There is only one way to really master something, and that is to do it. You have to do it. Practice makes perfect, as the saying goes, and it is something we seldom stop to actually take time to do. Your numbers, of course, speak for themselves. If you know your average visit value, if you know your average new patient value, first visit, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 1 year later, if you are tracking your total amount of presented treatment versus what you are getting accepted and scheduled and collected on every single day, and you are breaking that down by column, by department, by area, by team member, then you will quickly discover what areas need to be improved on. Additionally, this all boils down to retention. If you don't keep patients in the practice, then you aren't going to cultivate more treatment over time, and you simply aren't going to get every patient to say yes to everything on the very first visit ever. When it comes to new patients, you need to know how many patients move forward with treatment and how many do not. You need to know if those patients, whether they did treatment or they delayed treatment, moved into hygiene or they did not. In between those two numbers are all the patients and treatment you are losing. You can assess the same thing every cycle that you are supposed to see patients back in. This requires effort and interest. You actually have to want to know to discover the reality of what's going on. It is improving your effectiveness on retention, case acceptance, and getting patients to care in the first place and want to be in your practice. That's what we are going to be going through this journey over the next several months. You need to know how many patients move forward from every area of the practice to every step in the process and each individual team member's interaction. That's just simply what we have to do. Now, the only way to make that possible is to practice through role playing. Now, it's an overused word that many people think they do, but they don't. And many people don't like doing, but they must, because you simply cannot go day in and day out, see patient after patient, and just pretend that you're saying all the right things. Like I said, the numbers speak for themselves. So more treatment leaves, I say this every month, than treatment that stays in. When it comes down to it, hey, this is about an education, a communication, a patient interaction problem. Now, the good news is you can always get better. And there is no excuse for just patients who don't have money or insurance or all these other things. Many people overcome all of those obstacles every single day. If you're not doing that effectively, it boils down to the patient's desire to do what you tell them. So, through role playing, we are going to improve. We're going to improve ourselves in every facet of the practice. We're going to begin today with the practice focus on patient engagement, what I will just call part one, being in control of and mastering the emotionally engaging phone call and having conversations of discovery with your patients. Today, We begin simply with the first impression, the first point of contact, the phone call. Before you think that this is back to basics, which it is, it's important for you to understand you can never get too good at answering the phone. And every team member should practice it, because even if you never pick up the phone in the office, you still deal with the same type of questions. You are also absolutely dealing with the repercussions of what is said on the phone by other team members. So it's in everyone's best interest to understand and know this. And remember, once again, no person ever walks through the door without first walking through the phone. Here's what we're going to do. First, I want you to remember the phone call is about three things. Number one, emotional connection. The patient has to feel like you really care, like they should come to your office, like they're going to find an answer, a solution, a value at the practice. No patient picks up the phone not wanting an answer to something. They wouldn't have called if they didn't want something. So you have to do more than just answer questions. You have to create emotional connection. The second thing, you have to focus on discovery. I love the word discovery. You should hang it up around the office. Discover, discover, discover what your patient wants, what motivates your patient, okay, what their priorities are, what their interest is, what their problems are, what their concerns are. You have to discover. You have to be on an expedition all the time. And again, you can hear what I'm telling you right now. This goes for every part of the practice, every part. Okay? Emotional connection, discovery. The next thing, of course, to the phone call, what you want, is a committed appointment. Now, I always say, if you answer the phone every single day, you talk to every single patient, you know in your gut whether that's a good call or not. You know in your gut if they're going to show up for their appointment or not. We're just overly optimistic that everything's just going to go our way. Now, you should assume, but you also need to have what they call accurate thinking. The great Napoleon Hill said, accurate thinking. You know on the phone that this person is scheduling a committed appointment. Now, there are ways to evolve. There are ways to evolve into getting a committed appointment by actually getting a credit card or making a deposit over the phone. But also, if you have emotional connection and discovery on the call, the patient is much more apt to set a committed appointment. Committed means they're going to show up. Anybody can give you a time of day they're going to write it down in their calendar. It doesn't mean that they intrinsically feel compelled to show up and honor their word that they just gave you. You want to find out on this call why they're calling. Why now? What their problem is. Dig deep into the problem and find out what they want to accomplish during their first visit. You want to know where they live, where they work, and if they're married, all to the context of the conversation, not some robotic checklist-like script. Second, I want you to remember the way to make someone feel like you care about these five things is how you do it. Number one, you actually care. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Number two, you have to listen intently. So intently, you have to be very focused. In a pinball-like practice with stuff flying around all over the place, patient coming up, team member coming up, insurance on the phone, yeah, you have to understand people can feel and tell this. You need to make sure that you listen intently. You want to ask questions. You never answer questions. You ask questions. That's the magic of the entire thing. Patient asks any questions, you restate. Okay, and you ask them a question. Now, once a patient answers, if you want them to feel like you care, you must restate their answers. Okay, so the patient says, I've been in a lot of pain. Say, oh my goodness, I understand that you're in a lot of pain. Let me help. Could you please tell me more about this pain? And the patient says, well, you know, it's just my tooth been very sore. Well, I'm very sorry to hear your tooth is so sore. Could you please tell me which tooth? Hey, well, how long has that been going on for you? Okay, so you see, ask the question, flip it back. Now, let's say the patient asking about the price. How much is something? You all know this. I gave it to you so many long times ago. Okay, you say, You know, patient, I really appreciate the question you're asking about. I'm just curious if you would please describe to me what exactly you're interested in when it comes to the crown or the cleaning or the implant, okay? Because, of course, there's so many different options that we have because we provide a customized care to all of our patients, and that means that once we look inside your mouth, we're going to be able to make recommendations on what's best for you. And then and only then would I be able to give you an accurate, investment that is going to be required for what you're asking about. Now, you don't say that whole thing. You just ask the question in reverse, and then you wait, you be quiet, and you let the patient respond. Okay? You have to make sure it's very important. If they say, I just called to see what insurance you take, you say, oh, I'm so happy you did that. Well, of course, we maximize all insurance that are possible. Okay, may I please ask who I'm speaking with right now? And then you get their name, and then you restate their name, and you carry on your guidelines or your script of the conversation. So important. Restate their answers that they give you so they know you listen. Now, you have to make them feel important, like they're the only one there is that you're talking to. Okay? You do that by listening, by restating the questions, and by asking them about themselves. So important. So everything I'm giving you here, it solves all your problems. If you follow what I'm saying, the right outcome will be had. Now, the third step to have a successful outcome on the phone, okay, this is what you want. Number one, the patient to know that you can help and have confidence in their first experience being something that is going to benefit them in some way. This is what must occur. Number two, you want to take control immediately and be the person who asks the questions. And once you get responses, you ask more questions to keep diving deeper into the conversation, getting them to the real root of what is going to motivate the caller. Number three, you have to be interested, curious, genuine, and not in a rush. Not in a rush. You want to stay focused, smile, which you know, and use expression in your voice. So important to use expression in your voice. Now, I've already given you some examples throughout this time as I'm going through this practice focus. But I'll just give you a couple others. You give patient confidence by them telling you they have a problem. You say, hey, let me tell you something. I totally understand. I hear patients say this every single day. Let me just assure you, it's going to be all right. When you come here, we're going to take care of you. And by the way, you're going to learn about what's going on in your mouth so that we can prevent any of these problems from happening ever again in the future. You may have somebody call and say, I've been to the dentist many, many times, but I still have this problem. Okay? Or I'm calling for a second opinion. You know, I totally respect that. I'm very honored that you called for a practice today. I'm going to tell you something right now. That after you experience our team, our doctor, and we get to know you personally, develop a great relationship, you're going to be so happy. And you're going to know that you found the right dental home. Now, the only way to do that, of course, is to come in and give us a try. Okay? Allow yourself to experience what we have to offer and provide for you. Now, again, you're using these in certain areas. I'm just explaining to you how to go above and beyond. You don't have, again, robotic, militaristic, okay, impersonal, unfriendly. You don't have those kind of calls. You can't. You have to make them alive and exciting. And you can tell, obviously, I use expression all the time. And somebody says, I'm in a lot of pain. And my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear this. Please tell me about this pain. You don't say, okay, what was your name again? All right, and when is the last time you went to the dentist? Okay, and will you be using insurance? Oh, my goodness, come on, that's so stupid. You don't ask these kind of dumb questions. Okay, you make your person feel like a number, like you're punching buttons, like you're going down a script. Oh, wait, you probably are. Yeah, you have to take control and guide the conversation, but you need it to be real. You need to be real. I already explained about taking control. Any person ask any question at all, you go back to, oh, I'm so happy you called today. May I please ask who I'm speaking with? Mrs. Jones, thank you so much for calling. I'm so happy you called, and let me tell you something, Mrs. Jones. I'm going to help you today. Would you please tell me what motivated your call? And then they go into the conversation. They say, well, this and that. They totally forgot about their silly little questions. I tell you this all the time. Remember, patients only know to ask about cleanings, to ask about prices, to ask about insurance. What else is there in a patient's mind? So they may have a painful problem in their mouth, but you won't know it unless you ask. Now, people calling up to have a problem, well, that's great. They're laid down. They're making it easy for you. But you must keep control. Hey, your assignment is simple, very simple. You are going to role play effective phone calls that lead to great patient appointments. In doing so, you will be tested by tough questions that are asked, and you must redirect or follow the verbiage I taught you at the Champions Training on how to overcome things like price, insurance, cleanings, among many, many other things. You all should have decided on specific answers as a team that will always be used so that everyone is on the same page. You should revisit your screening process and appreciate scheduling from various types of patients, when, where, with whom, and how long. You want to figure out the appropriate methods for all of this if you're still having challenges. Remember to add the question / suggestion about bringing someone with them on their first visit. Make sure you set up the patient concierge or treatment coordinator properly on the call, and everyone in the office should know what the next steps are. Email, video, text message, paperwork, welcome package, pre-appointment phone call, so on and so forth. This is a time to revisit, to refocus, to refine, okay, your intake process. Once again, the numbers speak for themselves. You know the number of phone calls you get, the number of appointments that are scheduled on those calls, the number of appointments who show up in the office, the number of patients who show up who move forward with treatment. All of those things I just said are all directly impacted by the phone call. If you think case acceptance is just about what happens in the operatory, you're wrong. So every person in the practice is impacted by the phone, and you're going to help each other get better. Please to take turns role-playing with someone you do not usually work side-by-side with during the day, and then switch it around. Give honest feedback and help each other improve. In doing all of this, look for breakthroughs and insights on places you might be messing up now, or losing opportunity, or chasing off patients, or setting the wrong expectations, or anything else. Done right, there ought to be some amazing magic and synergy in this exercise to really elevate everyone's level of control, emotional connection, and influence over patients on the phone and otherwise. Please send me your toughest challenges, especially your changes, decisions, improvements, and breakthroughs from doing this. And remember, you have unlimited resources available at dentalsuccesstodayonline.com. For refreshers, video scripts, and other reviews, I strongly encourage this. Of course, you have access to myself and Kevin and all of our team. Someone take the lead and let's get working together to get more qualified patients off the phone into the office with a committed appointment they're excited about and looking forward to. And doctors, pay close attention. You don't really know what's being said or questions you may wish to be handled differently. And by the way, maybe you're going to learn some things from the way your team has to engage with these patients and the crazy conversations that they have to have. So everybody, make this successful. Here's the thing. Never forget, the battle for case acceptance is won before it ever begins if you do it right. Next month, we'll move on to the next stage and phase of the patient engagement and experience in your practice. Go get them, and remember, mastery, nothing less, can we accept.